This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 Manera nasi uri musi wesvondo chikunguru 24 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Rimwe sangano revarayiridzi roramba kutambira mazuva akaziviswa nehurumende kuti vashandi vayo vachawana mihoro yavo yachikunguru. Nhengo yeMDCT vachimirira Harare West mudare reparamende muzvare Jesse Majome. Avo vakakwidzawo nyaya yekupikisa mitero yenhepfenyuro yeZBC vanoti vakakatyamadzwa zvikuru nemutongo wakapiwa neConstitutional Court svondo rapera. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino Studio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America, uri muWashington DC, tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Rimwe sangano revarayiridzi reProfessional Educators Union of Zimbabwe, kana kuti PEUs, rinoti nhengo dzaro hadzisi kutambira zuva rakaziviswa vashandi vehurumende kuti ndo ravachawaniswa mihoro. Zvikuru varayiridzi havakanzi vachatambira mari dzavo musi wechipiri, musi wa2 mwedzi unouya. Mutungamiri wesangano iri waWilson Makanyaire vanoti sangano ravo rave kunzwa upfungwa dzenhengo dzemamwe masangano kuti vari kutsigira here danho iri kana kuti kwete, rekuti vawaniswe mihoro yavo mwedzi unouya panzvimbo yekuti vawane mihoro iyi mwedzi uno. VaMakanyaire vanoti vakakundikana kuwana mari dzavo dzemihoro mwedzi uno vachakanda mapadza pasi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo.
Sangano redu riri kunyunyuta. Taura kwandiri kuita uku vakomana vedu vanga vachimhanya mhanya maprovinces ose vachinzwa kuti Matita vari kufara here. Matita vari kunyunyuta, the morale is down. Vachema chema zvikuru kuti zvaakuitika hazvisazivikanwa, ramangwana ravo harichazivikanwa. So tanga tichimobiliza nekunzwa kuti ivo Matita pachavo tigere kufunga kuti todii, vanenge vachiti kudii. Zvabuda nezvekuti vadzidzisi vazhinji havazi kufara. So vakatofunga kuti titange kudhimanda pedu izvozvi. Isuwo seorganization ichiri duku takuda kutora mashoko atawana kubva kuresiti yataita tidzoke nawo kune mamwe maticha atinoitawo nawo akaita saPDU naZimta kuti tinzwe kuti ivo vaongorora kuongorora kuti kudii. But isu seorganization tirikufunga kuti kutanga musi wa26 kana mari yedu isati yapinda mumaakaunti medu hatichaendi kubasa.
Asika kune vamwe vari kuti hwendo huno hurumende inenge yatoti kasikei kuwanisa imihoro sezvo muri kuwana maridzi musi wa2 kusikure. Mungada kuzotora matanho sei pakadaro?
Kuti tingati hurumende yatikasikei mwana wamai vangu izvatinoziva maticha tajaira kugadzikupfuura mari yedu kuma15-20 kwemwedzi. Zvino kana tovaregeri ravakupinda mumwedzi wechipiri vagere kutitambirisa iwo musi wa1 wacho, vamwe vanorenda vanenge vachida kubhadhara rendi, iyo mari yatinopuwa yacho yagara ishoma, haitogoni kusvika musi wa2 wacho. Kutaura kwatoitako imari isinoita kubasa hapachina. So kutinyepera nekuti titi hurumende yakasirisa, kwete.
Tinonzwa kuti pane urongwa hwekuti musangane pasi peboka reApex Council mangwana unove musi wemuvhuro. Mungada here kutanga mamirira kunzwa zvinobva mumusangano uyu musati makurudzira nhengo dzenyu kuti dzitore matanho?
Hapana mwana wamai vangu chatingamirira kukurudzira nhengo dzedu kuti dzitore matanho. Nechikonzero chekuti Apex yamuti inogara iyi inogara zvayo, but hakuna chinowanzobuda kubva kuApex.
vanga vari mukuru wemutungamiri wesangano repeus waWilson Makanyaire vari parunare kushinoi ine Studio 7. Nengwe MDCT Muzvare Jesi Majome vanomirira Harare West muparamende vanoti vakakatyamadzwa zvikuru nemutongo wakapiwa nedare reConstitutional Court Shon Rapera panyaya yekukwikwidzwa kwenyaya yemaresinesi enepfenyuro yeZBC. Muzvare Majome vakakwidzawo nyaya yekupikisa mitero yenepfenyuro iyi kudare rimwe chetero, asi dare iri rakatonga kuti zviri pamutemo kuti vanhu vange vachibhadhara mitero yekuteerera nepfenyuro yeZBC. Ngatizwe hurukuru yataita namuzvare Majome.
Ndinongoti inhau dzinosuwisa chaizvo. Nekuti zveshuwa mutemo ndozvaunu unotaura webroadcasting services unotaura izvozvo kuti munhu wega wega ane nguva nechinogona kutambira mashoko anofanirwa kuti abhadhare. Zvinotosuwisa chaizvo. Ini ndinoti nepepe nekuti ndinyatsokomente nenyaya nekuti ana hazvinyatsozivi kuti zvikonzero zvavaipikisa constitution ivo vakaita application iyi ndezvekuti kudii, nekuti zvinongoziva hangu kuti nyaya yavo yakaiswa pamwe chete neyangu. Ivo vairwadziwa nekuti ndofunga maonero akaita vairwadziwa nekuti ivo masaisa yacho havakwanisi kutoanhonga, saka ndozvavairwadziwa nazvo. Saka zvinorwadza, inini handifari zvachose nejajimendi iyoyo.
Saka mutongo iwoyu unosiya papi nyaya yenyu weimi yamanga makwidzawo kumatare pamusoro pemaresinesi?
Iri yangu yakasiyana neiyi. Iri munyaya yangu ini ndiri kunyunyuta maerana nezvematongerwo enyika ndichitarisa constitution. Ini musoro wangu wenyaya ndeyokuda iso. Bumbiro remutemo rataiva naro iri rinotaura iro kuti public broadcast handiti yakafana neZBC inofanira kunge yakazvimirira yega isina kurerekera kune bato kana chii, uye isingaiti zvekupambwa kana ani kandipana ngiri yemunhu wese kudetsera munhu wese. Zvinototaurwa muconstitution iyi. Saka iyi nyunyuto yangu ndeyekuda iso. Public broadcaster yacho yeZBC zvainoita haitomboshandi zvachose sepublic broadcaster. Yakarerekera kuzanu PF. Hatingatomboti yakarerekera. Inogara muhomwe nemutapi yezanu PF, uyezve inotofambiswa nebato rezanu PF. Izvi zvinorambidzwa zvachose nebumbiro remutemo. Tisatane bumbiro iri anga pasina vaigona havo kuita madiro ajejina, asi bumbiro iri parakauya kuti vanzi inhepfenyuro yeruzhinji anofanira kunyatsira zvinotaurwa nemutemo.
Vanga vari mumiriri weHarare West mudare reparamende uye vari nhengo yeMDCT Muzvare Jesi Majome vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Bato rinopikisa reZimbabwe First kana kuti Zim First rinoti riri kuita musangano waro muHarare musi wa29 mwedzi uno uyo unonzi uchatarisa remangwana renyika. Tabata mutungamiri webato iri Dr. Maxwell Shumba avo vari kuOhio muno muAmerica kuti tinzwe zvizhinji pamusoro pemusangano uyu.
Musi waJuly 29 tinenge tiine musangano watichaita kuHarare International Conference Center. Musangano uyu wakamirira nekuti titaurire vanhu vanhu veZimbabwe kuti tichibva pano nenyika yedu takananga kupi. Isu sebato redu rinonzi First tanga tichigadzirira munyararo, tichigadzirira tinoti foundation. Foundation inoita kuti musangano wedu unga wakasimba. Foundation iyoyo tagadzira. Tine campaign structure ina vashumba. Tiri kugadzira government in waiting ine macabinet secretaries nekuti tichabvisa sitare kuti minister tichiisa cabinet secretary. Then tine part ine mastructure tokugadzira. Saka taiita tiri murunyararo. Iye zvino yava nguva yekuti tichitaurira vana veZimbabwe kuti onaita svika tiri pano. Zim First tisuvaridzi vepfungwa inonzi First kana kuti chekutanga. Chekutanga inyika, chekutanga vanhu.
Ndava nani vanotarisirwa kuzopinda musangano wenyu uyu Dr. Shumba?
Campaign team yese ive vanhu total 76 vanenge vari munyika vanenge vari mumusangano imomo. Vanhu vari kubva kumastructure kwedu matunhu ese enyika, mumiririri wehurumende yeZim First vanenge varipo, vamiriri vehurumende ichauya. Takadeedza vatungamiri vemapolitical parties mapolitical parties ese akadezwa vatungamiri vevanhu vari kuratidzira vakagumbuka vakadezwa. Ini ndiri mukuru ndakaitwa patron wemavictims epolitical violence. Saka mavictims epolitical violence akadezwawo vanenge vachipiwa kodzero yavo. Saka musangano uyu musangano mukuru wekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kutarisira kuti ndozvazvichiitika nekuseri nhaye.
Imi muri munhu anogara kuAmerica, munotarisirwa here kunge muriko kumusangano iwe?
Pari zvino i50-50 ndinogona kunge ndiripo, ndinogona kunge ndisipo, asi musangano wedu hausi womunhu mumwe chete.
Vanga vari mutungamiri webato reZoom First, Dr. Maxwell Shumba, vari parunare kuCleveland, kuOhio, muno muAmerica neStudio 7. Zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu uko kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa nemumwe mutungamiri wesangano richangoumbwa reZimbabwe Coalition of Unemployed Graduates, hashtag this gown, muzvare Michelle Mugoronji. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7, muzvare Michelle.
Makadien.
Aiwa, tiripo. Muzvare Michelle, tiri kunzwa kuti pane kuratidzira kwamuri kuronga. Mungatudze kuti kuratidzira uku ndekwei chaizvo?
Kuratidziro kwatiri kuronga ndekwekuti izvoni musi wa 3 August patange pari nedemonstration yemagraduates ese asina mabasa muZimbabwe. Pademonstration iyi ikatanga na 9 nenguva dzemakuseni. Saka tatanga taita kuti tikaendesa tsamba kumapurisa kuti vaapprove okucha vasati vatipa response. But vakasatipa response mangwana zvatichaita tichaendera mberi toenda kuhigh court kuti vatipe sezve constitution yeZimbabwe ichibvumidza kuti tidemonstrate. Zvatichaita nezuva iri kuti zvoni tichademonstrata kusvika tichafamba tosvika paparliament. Tasvika paparliament tichagara pasi sevana veZimbabwe vakagraduata. Pane vanhu 4 vatinenge tichida kuti vauye vati adrese. And vanhu ava vachati adresa pachange wekutanga kuchange kuri na president. Kuna president tiri kuti izvoni 15 billion iri kunzi ikashayika. Ivo vakamira sei panyaya iyi ye 15 billion? Pane zvavari kuita here? Zvekare tiri kuti pana 2013 pavai campaigner vakati promisa 2.2 million jobs. Saka takuda accountability kuti zvoni 2.2 million jobs dziya dzikamira sei. Zvekare tirikuda kuti Minister of Industry vatiudze kuti ivo kusaiti kwavo kukamira sei pamusana pekuvhura maindustry. Vane chirongwa here chekuti maindustry achavhurwa? Kuna Minister of Local Government tirikuti tirikuona mastand aya muri kuti muri kupa mayouth. Saka mayouth aya asiri kushanda akagraduata vachawana kupi mari yekubhadhara mastands aya?
Asika hurumende iri kuti zviri kuita kuti mabasa asawanikwe inyaya yekuti yakatemerwa zvirango?
I think apa hurumende panyaya yekuti inyaya yekutemerwa zvirango takuzviramba semagraduates nekuti kana vane mukana wekuti 15 billion inongoshayikwa chete munyika and zvikwereti zvatiri nazvo munyika 15 billion iyoyo ingadai kazvikavha zvese, zvekare ingadai kavhura maindustry.
Hurumende yakamboistawo chiro, hurumende yakambozivisawo mapepanhaumu kuti ichazoti vanhu vane madegree semi vange vachienda kunosenza kunze kwenyika. Zviri kufamba sei? Makazombonzwa kuti chirongwa ichakafamba sei?
Chirongwa ichochocho hatina kuzombonzwa kuti zvikafamba sei. Kana tichitarisa hurumende yedu pane zvakawanda chaizvo chaizvo zvavakativimbisa. Totarisa nyaya yeJeep, it was a program ikavimbiswa magraduates kuti change tichikupai mari yekutanga mabhizimusi asi zvikaperera musango zvekare ndobva asi mukatarisa even vari kuenda kumamasters vachona vana vevanhu vane maconnections muzanu PF o vanhu vanozivikanwa sisemagraduates tiri kuti aiwaka ngazvipere kana mati muri kuvimbisa mwana wezimbabwe hazvinei kuti ndewebato ripi hazvinei kuti hasapoti any political party muri kuvimbisa muchiti mwana wezimbabwe
saka muri kutarisira kuti kunouya vanhu vangani
vanhu vatiri kutarisira kuti vanouya so far vanhu vatiri navo paground vanosvika 5000 but patichasvika musi wa3 August tiri kutarisira kuti nhamba iyoyoyo inge yasvika kuma 25000
saka vanhu vanenge vachiuya apa vanenge vakapfeka magauni avo here zvinenge zvichifamba sei
zvatiri kutaura apa kana tichiti magraduates muzimbabwe tiri kutaura munhu akaita nursing tiri kutaura munhu akaenda kupolytechnic tiri kutaura vanhu vakaenda kumateachers colleges tiri kutaura vanhu vakaenda kumavocational training centers uye zvekare tiri kutarisira vanhu vakaenda kumastate university anova ivo anokepwa naivo president vachiva chancellor of all universities tichivabvunza kuti ko nhai baba vagushungo kana muchikepa vana ava gore negore memuchiti vari kunoshanda kupi
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru muzvare Michelle nekupinda muchirongwa chedu vanga vari muzvare Michelle Mugoronji vanova mumwe mutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe Coalition of Unemployed Graduates hashtag discount anokonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri
semazuva ose tinotenda Blessing nechirongwa chako chinosimudzira vechidiki iye zvino tokupai kambo nzara kubva kuna Victor Kunonga Kambo nzara kubva kuna Victor Kunonga sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai titarise musoro inawo zvakare rimwe sangano revarairidzi repeus roramba kutambira mazuva akaziviswa nehurumende kuti vashandi vayo vachawana mihoro yavo yachikunguru nhengo yemdct vachimirira Harare West muparamende muzvare Jesse Majome ava vakakwidzawo nyaya yekupikisa mitero yenhepfenyuro yezbc kudare reconstitutional court vanoti vakakatyamadzwa zvikuru nemutongo wakapiwa nedare iri svondo rapera kune vasina kukwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com anokuonekai nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiyai mina Marvelous Muhlanganyauye.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July the 24th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening,
the position with the Peruvians is that if we are not paid by the 26th of this month, we are going to call for tools down and to persuade other sister unions to join us also.
The Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe, and another union that represents teachers, says it is urging its members to down their tools if the government fails to pay them on time this month.
That is first and foremost a very humbling offer if it was ever made. It is important for me to realize that I'm effective as a pastor, number one, and also as a rallying point for citizens in holding the government to account. I want to be able to keep that effectiveness together with the citizens for as long as we can, so that we are able to hold whatever government comes into power to account in the same way that we're holding this government to account as well.
The leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire, dismisses presidential aspirations after his campaign resonates with the Zimbabwean community at home and international.
I received the Elizabeth Taylor Human Rights Award. I was overwhelmed. It came by surprise. I was really humbled and really happy. And I thought it was also an honor for every person that I've worked with, from the communities, the poorest people that I've worked with, the most vulnerable people that I've worked with.
Zimbabwe's Martha Tolana, an AIDS activist living with HIV/AIDS, is honored at the just-ended 2016 AIDS conference in Durban, South Africa. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe, another union that represents teachers, says it is urging its members to down their tools if the government fails to pay them on time this month. President of the union, Wilson Makanyaire, tells us more on the issue.
After the employer announced to pay teachers on the 2nd of August, we therefore sent our teams in every province to try and find out the morale in the provinces. The discovery we are making, we have funded now, is teachers are not happy, and they are pushing us as leadership to make an action. And as a very small union in Peru, we are therefore going to take the recommendation to other sister unions like PTU, VET, and ZIMTA, and find out what also they've been checking with their members. But the position with the Peru is that if we are not paid by the 26th of this month, we are going to call for tools down and to persuade other sister unions to join us also.
But the Apex Council are due to meet with the government on Monday, so does that not clash with what you are planning to do?
Not necessarily. Most likely, I know what is going to come out from Apex Council. Like, always saying we are dealing with people who are very tricky. The government doesn't want to pay civil servants. After all, to some extent, there are some other people in the Apex Council who are being used by the government. And I have always referred to Apex Council as a data tiger. And it is important for membership out there just to know that if they don't push, if they don't make noise, Apex Council is irrelevant. Apex Council is only there as a mouthpiece, but if members relax, Apex Council produces nothing. And I can tell you in advance that there's nothing going to change within Apex Council. The employer is going to insist to pay the teachers on the 2nd of August, and such type of thing is intolerable.
So how many members do you have in your own association in relation to what other associations have?
The biggest union in Zimbabwe is ZIMTA. The second biggest is PTU, right? PEWs, we are starting, we are plus or minus set of members now, but we are not calling for only our members. We are calling for all the teachers to put tools down. We are becoming a voice of those who are weak. We are becoming the voice of those who are being exploited. Irrespective of one being a PEWs member, PTU member, or a ZIMTA member, as long as one is a teacher, even if it is with an affiliate of another organization, as long as one is a teacher, he has to fight for this cause. Because to divide it before, as a family, we can achieve.
That was the president of the Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe, Wilson Makanyaire, in Chinoy.
The leader of this flag campaign has dismissed presidential aspirations after his campaign resonated with the Zimbabwean community at home and internationally. Let's hear more from him.
My name is Ivan Mawarire, or Pastor Ivan Mawarire. I am the founder of this Flag Citizens Movement, which is a movement in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe that is holding the government to account concerning the way they run the country and also advocating for change in the future for a better Zimbabwe.
The question out there, Pastor Mawarire, is if you were to be given a chance, would you consider being the president of Zimbabwe?
You know, that is first and foremost a very humbling offer if it was ever made. It is important for me to realize that I'm effective as a pastor, number one, and also as a rallying point for citizens in holding the government to account. I want to be able to keep that effectiveness together with the citizens for as long as we can, so that we are able to hold whatever government comes into power to account in the same way that we're holding this government to account as well.
We saw a lot of people rallying in your support when you were brought in before the courts. What was your feeling like? How did you feel personally?
You know, I have never felt prouder of being a Zimbabwean in my entire life than that very moment. It showed me that the citizens of Zimbabwe indeed are ready to own their own destiny when they make their own decision to come and support just one person. And it was indeed a very proud moment.
And also we saw outside there were a lot of people who were jubilating and singing in your support. How did that make you feel?
I think, again, it is the understanding that the citizens communicated to me through that, that if you touch one citizen, you have touched all citizens. An injustice to one is an injustice to all. And I think this is the spirit going forward that Zimbabweans must now have concerning this government and future governments, that if you allow an injustice to carry on, if you allow something to happen to a citizen that is unconstitutional, that is undemocratic, we, the citizens, will hold your feet to the fire. And that, for me, was it was the best moment of that whole experience.
And also, just in conclusion, what's your last word to Zimbabweans out there who are saying, what's the way forward? What role can they play in this movement that you've started?
As Zimbabweans, it is going to be important for you to find a rallying point. You see, this flag is not just expressed through Mawarire or Pastor Mawarire. It's expressed through various happenings that are taking place within Zimbabwean community. Because this flag is not about a movement, it's about the ordinary citizens saying, in my heart, I have a Zimbabwe that I want to see, and I'm going to pursue that Zimbabwe this way. So find a place where you are going to express the Zimbabwe that you want to see on the inside, whether it is a protest, whether it is a debate, whether it is an election. You're going to have to find. So it's in you. You are the thing that's next is you as a Zimbabwean, wherever you are.
That was the leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire. One of Zimbabwe's top AIDS activists living with HIV/AIDS was honored at the just-ended 2016 AIDS conference in Durban, South Africa. Let's hear more from her.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Martha Tolana. I'm happy to be on this program. Thank you for having me.
Ms. Tolana, you just received an award at the AIDS conference, which ended in Durban Friday. Tell us a little bit about this. How did you feel?
I received the Elizabeth Taylor Human Rights Award. I was overwhelmed. It came by surprise. I was really humbled and really happy. And I thought it was also an honor for every person that I've worked with, from the communities, the poorest people that I've worked with, the most vulnerable people that I've worked with. I think it's more an honor to them because they allowed me into their lives, and I wouldn't have been able to do the work. But also, I was really surprised that actually people were noticing that there's something that I'm doing, because this is an international conference worldwide. The whole world in the HIV community was and watching, and I was being honored in that space, and that was quite overwhelming and very, very humbling.
We saw you standing side by side with actress Charlize Theron. How did that make you feel? And also, who actually nominates who gets this award? How did your name come up?
You know, I don't even know who nominated me. I have no idea what process was taken through. I was just told that I had been nominated and won. I still haven't asked. I'm still getting over it. And also standing next to Charlie, someone whom I'd only seen in a movie and also just read about in gossip columns and speaking here and hearing she's so grounded. The things that she said were so grounded in our community issues. This was so humbling and, you know, overwhelming. I never thought this is something that would ever happen. It's something that I never imagined, but it was an endorsement of the work I do, and also the whole process left me energized to say I need to even continue with my work harder, and make sure that whatever is coming out of this conference privilege to be here, it needs to get back to the communities and share with the communities back home around what has been happening and how we can influence the next conference and have our voices here. Next conference, and it doesn't matter who goes to represent, but make sure that issues really get to the platform.
And the burning question is, what does this award come with?
It's an award, the recognition, and that just being on that stage, that was it, yeah.
That was AIDS activist Martha Tolana in Durban, South Africa. MDC team member of parliament for Harare West, JC Majome, has castigated plans for those that have smart gadgets who listen to the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation to start paying for ZBC licenses soon after a recent court ruling. Majome speaks to Jonga Kandemiri of Studio 7 on the issue.
At the very least, I'm disappointed. At the very least, I'm disappointed very much by such a judgment, because what it means is that it's a judgment that is not just. It's a judgment that will really, it's causing despondency, and alarm among the populace, because it's a very absurd result. Imagine how many people possess cell phones in this country. There are so very many of them. And so what it means is that, so, you know, there are principles that guide the law, some basic principles of justice, basic principles of the rule of law. One of them is that, you know, for a law to be a good law, it must be enforceable, and it must also be capable of being complied with. Now, this interpretation by the Constitutional Court that even, you know, literally, yes, from a common literal point of view, yes, the way that the Broadcasting Service is executed, anybody who has a gadget can do that. But you see, in a dispensation where you want justice and more fairness, and the new constitution really went to town about the rule of law, it's unfair, it's unjustifiable. Because what it will mean is that, one, it just causes greater suffering on people. It's absurd. And two, it's actually not possible, in my view, for the state and the broadcaster to enforce that law, because how do you pick everybody with a cell phone? From even an administrative point of view, it will just be a nightmare. You can't enforce this law. So what it will mean is that there'll be very selective application of it. And that you can't do that with the law.
You also approached the courts challenging the same issue. Is it still pending in the courts?
Yes, it is still pending. Believe it or not, I have been waiting since 21 November 2014 for a judgment. And I'm still waiting for my judgment.
That was MDCT parliamentarian JC Majome speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today I continue my discussion with two young Zimbabweans, Yeukai Mudzi and Tinashe Mukogo, who are the creators of the Reconstitute Project. Tinashe continues as he explains the purpose of this project.
Oftentimes, the Constitution is viewed as something that's only for, you know, the intellectuals, the lawyers. But in reality, the Constitution is for everybody, and it's a document that is actually supposed to be understood by every citizen of the land. And so what we're essentially trying to do is to take the Constitution and to take constitutional writings and put them in a way that young people particularly can understand and relate to by using analogies from day-to-day, you know, be it sport, be it our lives, and then finding ways to relate that message across to people. Now, the end goal is to increase civic consciousness by just having people more aware of what the Constitution says. And the hope is that young people will feel empowered to then take action and hold the government and other citizens as well onto account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and can I just add something? So what
go ahead.
Nacho was saying that it's for everyone. So when I read the preamble and, you know, I thought Zimbabweans of all creeds and across different social backgrounds, social economic standing, regardless of your race, we're coming together as one. And that's really what it's about in thinking about how can we come together to push for a common vision, to build our country together. Both Tinashe and I come from these backgrounds where, okay, we went to private schools. You almost boxed early on in your life in who you're relating with. But the thing is, the state of Zimbabwe affects you regardless of whether you're elite or not. Perhaps the extent to which it affects you might be different. But stopping and saying, you know, there's this thing in Charlotte that says, Namuye mumwe irambirwe sadza. And I said, you know what, we cannot continue living that way in terms of if you know, yes, electricity goes, but we've got a generator. Yes, there's no water, public water, but hey, you know what? We've got a bore. You can't keep living your life in that way. That's not civic consciousness. Sure. That's not thinking about the other.
International, well, come to you here.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a loaded question, but, you know, what and how do you want to see your Zimbabwe be?
Yeah, that is a very loaded question. And I think I was reflecting on that a couple of days ago, that I think for me, the way I see it right now, one of the goals that I believe is to have Zimbabwe ranked as one of the highest countries when it comes to issues with governance. Because right now, I think I was looking at like Mo Ibrahim rankings. We're like number 44 in Africa. And one of the goals is that we actually become within the top five in Africa, but not only top five in Africa, but within the world. And I think, and my hope is that happens not because of the change from the political elite per se, but because citizens rise up and take a greater role in holding government to account and take a greater role in nation building. And so it will be a unique situation where the transformation is not necessarily because there's one person who's decided to shift the tide, but it's the entire nation and all the citizens who've decided that enough is enough and have decided to build the nation and shift the tide.
Yeah.
If you can talk about the human capital that we have as Zimbabweans, because, you know, the three of us sitting here represent different sectors, and we have so many young Zimbabweans who are doing well under the circumstances that are going on in the country.
Yeah. I've realized that Zimbabweans, we have the potential and the ability to be the best in the world. And so the reality is our human capital base is just phenomenal. And unfortunately, we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot, and most of those people have left the country. But even in Zimbabwe, there's still an amazing amount of human capital that's available. So I believe that we are sitting on a precious, precious resource that we just need to create the right environment. And I think we'll be able to take off and compete with the best in the world.
Yeah, okay, same question to you.
I think Tinashe said it, and that idea of creating an enabling environment. So there's no point in having potential if the potential cannot be realized.
And of course, just as we wrap up here, you do have the Reconstitute Project. How can people find out about that?
So we'll be primarily kicking off on Facebook. And so literally just searching on Facebook for Reconstitute should come up with a page which will give you some more information on what we're doing.
And with that, any last messages you guys have to our listeners, to young Zimbabweans?
Sure. I mean, I'll say one thing is, you know, it's fantastic that these movements are going on, and I appreciate the people who are standing, especially on the ground, and even those abroad who are saying something. And I just want to say our hope is not in one individual. We ourselves can be average citizens who stand up to it.
And that's Tinashe.
Yeah. Oof, I don't think I could have said it better than what Yikai just said. But just to echo the exact same sentiments, that it's not about an individual, it's about everyone playing their part.
And with that, I want to say thank you guys for talking to me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you for having us again.
That was Yeokai Mudzi and Tinashe Mukogo, both founders of Reconstitute Project, joining me today on the Youth Forum. I am Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Now to recap on today's top stories, the Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe says it is urging its members to down their tools if the government fails to pay them on time. And the leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire, dismisses presidential aspirations after his campaign resonates with Zimbabweans at home and abroad. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kuNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Embikweni abasanda ukwethula besola umbuso kaMongameli Robert Mugabe, abalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ibandla leZANU-PF bathi uMongameli Mugabe wenza ihlazo elikhulu ngokubulala inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu eMidlands leMathebeleland kumbhoqazo weGugurawund, njalo okudanisayo ukuthi uyaziqhenya ngakho. Amabandla ezokholo athi alethemba lokuthi uhulumende uzalalela izikhalazo zawo ezokuthi alungise umnotho welizwe wona osubhidlikile okubangele ukutshengisela kweningi labantu besola lesi isimo. Ikhansili yakobulawayo ithi ayilalwazi lokuthi indawo zokwakhela izindlu ama-stands ibandla leZANU-PF elithi liwapha abasakhulayo liwathatha ngaphi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Embikweni abasanda ukwethula besola umbuso kaMongameli Robert Mugabe, abalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ibandla leZANU-PF bathi uMongameli Mugabe wenza ihlazo elikhulu ngokubulala inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ezigabeni zeMidlands leMathebeleland ilizwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuse kumbhuqazwe weGugurawund. Bathi lanxa leli kulihlazo uMugabe amele azisole ngalo, kuyadanisa ukuthi ukhanya eziqhenya njalo engabuboni ububi abenzayo. Emhlanganweni abawuqhube ngolwesine olwedluleyo, abalwa impi yenkululeko laba banquma ukuthi kabaseyikusekela uMongameli Mugabe kukhetho ngoba besithi usebhidlize ilizwe njalo unguntando kayiphikiswa. Umbhoqazo weGugurawund ubika wabulalisa abantu abeMathebeleland leMidlands abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili, njalo iningi lithi lesi yisilonda esilokhu sibhibhidla ebantwini abaningi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uNtungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga, njalo waqala ngokumbuza umbono wakhe ngabalwa impi yenkululeko laba asebehlamukele uMongameli Mugabe besithi ungumuntu omubi.
Kuyasimangalisa ukuthi lamuhla sekutheni khona begayisa ukukhuluma izinto ezinjengazonezi. Kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi umuntu okuZANU angavele akhahlelwe kuZANU njengoba nalo uchairman wabo uMthwangwa kanye sebemkhahlelile bamxotsha? Umuntu wakhona ugayisa ukukhuluma ulimi olukhulunywa yithi sonke singekho kuZANU esiyiminyaka yonke le besihlala sikukhuluma. Abantu laba nxa sebekhuluma ngendlela enje, mina ngingathi ngesilungu abakho genuine. Kutshintshe nini ukuthi aqalise ukubona into zonke lezi ngendlela lathi esibona ngayo? Angiyibhilivi into yabo.
Kodwa bathi imidlwane ayithungululi ngasikhathi sinye Mhlanga.
Imidlwane kayithungululi ngasikhathi sinye Nkomo, kuliqiniso. Kodwa eqinisweni phela ukuthi laba ngabantu beZANU abakhulise inja yabo bayifundisa ukuthi idle igazi. Inja le isiziya sikamusibanga sokuthi mhla kungela gazi sisidla bona. Sebengikhona beqayisa ukucomplain ukuthi inja le isiluma kakhulu. Asikubone ngalelo lihlo, hayikhona ukuthi imidlwane yeZANU. Inja yabo eqale ingumdlwane ngumgabe, bayibonile ikhula ingumdlwane, bayikhulisa befundisa ukudla amagazi abantu. Kade sisidla wabo sebekhala.
Bathi njalo uMongameli Mugabe kumele avume ukubana waphambanisa ngodaba lweGugurawund. Othini ngale ndaba?
IGugurawund Nkomo ayenziwanga ngumgabe yedwa, yenziwa ngumgabe esebenza lexuku labantu abaningi ababemxhasa besebenza laye bekwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ukuthi abantu bathi uMugabe nguye owenza iGugurawund kuyindlela yobuhlakani abazama ukubenza ukwenza ukuthi uMugabe kusasa angavuka ethonile. Bathi hayi, umuntu wayenza iGugurawund sesile, asikhosweni ngeGugurawund. Akufanelanga sikuvume. Singalibali ukuthi abalweli benkululeko abaningi abezandla babe part of iGugurawund, iningi labo be part of i-50 Brigade, abanye beyibaba ngama collaborators bengicala le 50 brigade imathebeleleni indawo okula abantu abangomabona kulawo. So bangathi umgabe waphambanisa abathi bonke baphambanisa ngoba ekhona phana uzodalwana wacine tjonile uSolomon Mjuli like why part of it akula muntu kuzani ongazange participate entweni kugroundi ngezindlela wonke umuntu anezani uparticipate le kugroundi ungaba ngazafe icala le kugroundi lisale lisemahlombe abo bangabe kumgabe icala yedwa bonke balecala elifana nayo ngesilungu nxa ngathi phecelezi kancane inkomo yiyo ukuthiwa ibanality of evil kube kule division of labor abantu benikana ukuthi wena usebenza usenza lokhu kugroundi wena usebenza usenza lokhu kugroundi umtswango enjana kulecala le kugroundi.
Umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma icengweni lonto ngamile inkomo yeStudio 7 esebilithani. Amabandla ezokholo athi alethemba lokuthi uhulumende uzalalela izikhalazo zawo ezokuthi alungise umnotho welizwe wona osubhidlikile okubangele ukutshengisela kweningi labantu elizweni lonke besola lesi isimo njalo abamabandla bathi lokhu kungabangela umvukela. Amabandla la kanye lenhlanganiso lezi abalisa i-Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Catholic Bishops Conference, Habakkuk Trust, Le Christian Alliance, wona asanda ukumanyana esethula umbiko emhlanganweni we-press conference esola ukuchaywa lokubotshwa kwabatshengiselayo abagoqela umfundisi Evan Mawarire omkhankaso webulenjini owe this flag. Okunenga lolu daba sikuzweni kungxoxo lesiphathamandla sebandla le-Habakkuk Trust, umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Yambona okumqoka kumbe okuqakathekileyo yikuthi iphimbo lwamachurchi luzwakale ngoba iBhayibheli liyasikhuthaza ukuthi sikhulumele laba abangelaphimbo sivikele amalungelo alabo abampofu abaswela izinto eziningi. So ngithi okuqakathekileyo yikuthi sikhulumele abantu, sikhulumele uZulu, sikhulumele abantu abancindezelwayo, sikhulumele abantu abahlukuluzwayo umlando wethu njengenhlanganiso zamachurch. Sibona sibilike bokuqakathekile ukuthi bona laba ababusayo balalele lokhu esikukhulumayo ngoba amachurch yi-prophetic voice elizweni.
Umbiko wenu uzafika njani kumongameli Mgabe kumbe laye lithi uzabala kuphephandaba?
Kade ungaso statement esiya kuye. That was a general statement, ungabalisisa sibili. Kade kuyi-statement esikhuluma ngomumo elizweni lokuthi thina njengamabandla amachurch sibona kuyinto embi kakhulu ukuthi amapolisa chaya abantu. Angithi sasijonge khona phana lokuthi indaba zomkhono mimele zinjani zilungiswe ngoba ukutshengisela lokho okwenziwa ngabantu kwakutshengisela ukuthi indaba zomkhono azimanga kuhle. So thina esiwenza laphana yikuthi sibe lokuphimba kulaba abangelaphimbo, abantu ababechaywa, abantu abavalelwayo emajele bengela macala, abantu abangelamsebenzi, abangelandlela lokuthi banjani bakhulume ngalokho okubahluphayo.
Lilethemba yini ukuthi uhulumende uzahlonipha ukuthi sokukhulume abezokholo?
Yes, sibona kuqakathekile ukuthi belalele nxa kukhuluma abantu benkonzo ngoba uma bengakulaleli khona lokhu abantu abangakhonziyo bona okubahluphayo nje singathi bawakatesa ngezinye indlela. Thina sikhuluma ngendlela yokuthula, indlela yokucebisa, kodwa abanye abantu abakhulumi njalo. Bakhuluma ngodlame lodlakela, thina asifuni ukuthi ubulodlame, asifuni ukuthi ubulodlakela. So kuqakathekile ukuthi belalele ini uphimbo lwe-church ngoba bangeke kwenza khona lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi i-judgment kaNkulunkulu ize baphezu kwabo.
Lo umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Habakkuk Trust, sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Ikhansili yakobulawayo ithayila lwazi lokuthi indawo zokwakhela izindlu ama-stands ibandla lezanu PF elithi liwapha abasakhulayo liwathatha ngaphi. Lokhu kwenzakala uhulumende esithi usadingisisa ngodaba lokwabiwa kwalezi ndawo ikhansili yaleli dolobho, lokunye uhulumende athi akuqhutshwa ngemfanelo. Umeya waleli dolobho ukhansila Martin Moyo uthi uhulumende kasebenzelani laleli dolobho ekwabeni lezi ndawo.
angithi ngoba ukuthi okunye kwakhona bakwenziwa through i-council kungabe kusenziwa enganye through the ministry bese gcine thina baya kwenza bebodwa so siyakuza mina kangajoni kodwa ngiyezwa ukuthi kule zitanda esenziwe for ulutha kuhle nxa bekenelisa ukuthi bebanike imasinini isitanda but thina bebengakange be-involve yikho
kodwa lisebenzelana kuhle lohulumende njalo akumelanga lezo zitanda ziphume kini
angithi uyabona ukuthi silo mguza ruwa district council and then kungabe kule engxenye amanye ama-government lands which are outside eyethu i-area eye-jurisdiction so nxa bengenza loba kuyini abakwenzayo khona ngale thina singakwazi kodwa nxa kukuma-areas kamasipala kuyabe kukuhle ukuthi sikhulumisane sivumelane ukuthi sasenzeni lokhu kanje
sasisizwa i-council yakobulawa isetheswa umlando wokuthi ayenelisi ukwaba izitendi lezi ezenele abantu uluhlu lo-waiting list lokhe lukhula
uyabona ukuthi kulula ukuthi uye enasingene egangeni ufice idaka elikhulu ufike ukuthi buyaninizibani 1, 2, 3, 4 nizakusuka lapho uye laphana kulokho kulula kakhulu kodwa thina njenge-council yakufanelanga sisebenze njalo thina nxa sizanika amasiyensi kufanele sibone ukuthi abantu abazakwakha khonapho bazathola amanzi lesuwa yabo izathwalwa yi-system ka-council iyegeziswa lapho kufanele igeziswe khona imigwaqo ikhona yini so kulo mahluko angithi na ungaya enathingeni lokho kwakusenzakala enathingeni emapulazini abantu bebuye benikane kuthi isikhathi lokuqathelana beqathelane bona bodwa kungela planning ekhona lokho kuyabe kulula ungabunika abantu abangu-1,000, 10,000 ama-stands ngenasingeni ngelanga kodwa nxa ungathona kufanele kube ne-infrastructure kufanele kube le mgwaqo kube lamaphayipe amanzi afakwe phansi kube ne-sewer reticulation and i-sewer reticulation yinto edinayo ngoba amaphayipi esuwa kufanele egeleze akahambi nge-stress ahamba nasingeni nge-gravity so bonke lokhana kufunani i-planning not just i-planning kube sekufunelani nama-resources enasingeni imali yebo siyasiwi-produce amanasingeni ama-stands but asingeke sawa-producer okufana nalo muntu ophongunika abantu engenzanga lutho yiwo angiboni ngathi yiwo umahluko okhona so awethu kufanele iqale isevisi and ukusevisa kholokhana kuthatha imali ngenxa yokuthi le mali yakhona iyasilela lathi sibe sesevisa engxenye amalithwayo
lowo ngucounselor Martin Moyo umeya wedolobho lakobulawayo ubekhuluma ecingweni le-studio 7 ekhona le kobulawayo
le i-studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington lisibamba kumakakase aku-909 medium wave laku-shortwave 4930 6065 laku-15460 kilohertz lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyil kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318
ngesilijiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo e-studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguNtungameli Nkomo namhla ngilomasigandi okhokhela iqembu lamabhidamnyama ubonga inkosi Dube ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala alethu lenyakenye elithiwa ekhweni lami ubonga inkosi yinsizwa eleminyaka engamachomi amabili lasishiya kalombili edabuka phansi lekobhidi ekhezi. Ithe ngokuswela umsebenzi ekhaya yaflathela njengabanengi yalubhekisa kwele South Africa lapho okwagcwaliseka khona isifiso sayo sokuba ngumculi opheleleyo.
Wathi ngomnyaka ka-2013 ngahlangana neyinsizwa zamajahamahle ezeqembu eliphinde laziwe ngamahlobanhliziyo eliholwa umjeqezi uDavid Mpwanube waseToloso. Then leyo nsizwa ngase ngiyitshela nje ukuthi ngiwumuntu othanda umculo ngoba nayo ingumuntu owenza umculo kamasikandi. Yasiwuthanda kakhulu umbono wami ngoba ngangiyizwile nayo ikhuluma kwi-Studio 7 ithi iwumuntu othanda ukuthi isize abantu abasafika emculweni. Then nami hayi yangijambulela kakhulu, yanganikela ngezandla zombili phela. Kwasekuthi-ke ngo-2014 usulokhela ngaqala-ke ukupractisa iy'ngoma ezami ezaleli CD nginayo umdeqezi okuwu-David Ncube, then kube uSmile owakasibanda, kube uFundani wakaNdlovu okuyibona abaholi beqembu lamajahama.
Kungoma yakuqala uthi wena ama social networks ukhuluma ngani la?
Lapho ngiyakhala kakhulu, ngikhala ngentombi esengiyithethe ngayibeka endlini. Manje ngiyakhala kumamazala ukuthi mamazala, inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu. Umkami la endlini akasakwazi ukwenza kalutho, akasapheki, akasenzi lutho nje. Sengiyayiphekela mina, sengiyayiwashela, yena ulibele nje ifoni ngama-social networks bona o-Facebook labo. Yikho nje ngithi kancane kancane uya-WhatsApp, kancane kancane uya-Facebook. Ngikhala ngalokho nje ukuthi odadewethu bamanje imizi iyacitheka ngenxa yama-social networks, abasanaki amade abo kakhulu.
Indlalade leli lile ngoma ezilichumi ezigoqela ethi Khula Mntanami, Vuka Uyozama, Imihlolo Yami, Noma Themba Lale ethi Kobhidi. Ubonga inkosi ayihlabele ephakamisa kwabo la adabuka khona. Sibona sinje kumane nabafisa, sibona sinje kumane nabafisa, sibona sila kumane nabafisa. Abalandeli bakho kanye lozulu jikelele ungabatshela wapha amazwi?
Abantu ngingabathembisa nje ukuthi siliqembu amabhidi amnyama, lokhu nje siqhubeke njalo sibalethela umculo njalo nje. Into engingathanda ukuthi bayilindele ukuthi umculo wethu uzobulokhu ukhula njalo, ngoba kumanje nje kule CD engiyithekayo izophuma nje kungekudala, angeke kuphele unyaka lingaphumanga lelo CD.
Hayi, siyabonga ijahale zansi, sengathi ungaqhubeka ngomculo izifiso zakho zonke zigcwaliseke. Loke bekungubonga inkosi Dube, umhlabeleli kamasikandi okhokhela iqembu lamabhidi amnyama. Abakholwayo njengami ngilichiya ke ngale ethi Ikhaya Lami. Olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga Ntungamile. Ukuze kugqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele besilazo. Embikweni abasanda ukwethula besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe, abalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ebandla lezanu PF bathi umongameli Mugabe wenza ihlazo elikhulu ngokubulala inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ngombhuqazwe wegugurawundi, njalo kukhanya uyaziqhenya ngakho. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.